Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Let's talk about Tesla stock. What's the outlook on Tesla stock?
I love it. It's one of my favorites, but they do need focus. I've always said they need another... I think the team that they have is amazing, but I think they need another operator and someone that will challenge Elon a lot more. I want to see the deliveries go up for sure. I mean, from that high of 414, they also do need, like, one thing I will say incredibly positive about Cathy Wood. She was the catalyst for Tesla becoming a darling in the hedge fund space when it was not at one time, the same way the car icon did for Apple. So they do need an advocate, number one, in the hedge fund space to make them grow. They need a great operator. I know he said or teased that they may do advertising. I don't think that that is a solution. I want to see them make a couple of changes to the business model and get the revenue or the profit margins up on each vehicle. And if they can do that, I think they'll be back at 300, maybe like in 3 or 4 years. Because if they're not going to call a recession anytime soon and just finagle with the numbers, Because what I think they want to do is state that we were in recession. Now we're out of it just in time for like the political season. If they announce that, then in probably 3 or 4 years, that they should, well, 3 years, they'd be back at 300. And I think they can take off and go to the moon.
So you're a believer in Tesla stock?
Always have, man.
Always never going to change. Yeah. I mean, I think we spoke about it maybe a month ago when we talked about the new business model. You know, we were talking about the price changing and lowering the prices on some of the models that coming into the profit margins. That there was a few recalls, but I think the most anticipated thing is the announcement. I feel like they're on the verge of that. Like there's an announcement for a new product. I think that's
just to drop that fucking truck. Excuse my language, but it's been 3 years or 2 years.
Since the semi? The semi or the actual?
The Cybertruck.
The Cybertruck? Yeah. But we know that's coming. I'm just saying that what is the new thing? Is it the bike? Is it something that is going to spark the interest of new investors? Because the people who believe in Tesla, there's a brand loyalty to it. Right? People are always going to believe in it. How do you get the new investors involved? How do you, like you said, how do you get funds to be excited about it? Who is the new person? Who is the Cathie Wood for the next generation of Tesla to make sure that it's in every fund?
Carl Icahn needs a turnaround, so you should probably. Yeah. And I'm going to be honest, I don't know how Tim Cook didn't take that meeting 4 years ago to buy a Tesla. I do not know how. Like, that's, Tim has done a great job. I know I always find a way to talk about Apple, but man, if Apple would have bought Tesla 4 years ago, he wouldn't take the meeting. Revenue strong, like revenue year over year is up, is at 38.3%. Market cap is great. Institutional ownership is low though. Only 44% of institutions own Tesla. If they can get that up to like 65%, it'd be a home run.
Yeah. We'll keep our eye on Tesla. And the last thing about the celebrity thing is that even if you notice the black celebrities, it's still sports and entertainment related. Like Russell Simmons ran a record label. Mm-hmm. Damon Dash ran a record label. Don King was a boxing promoter. I'm not saying anything's wrong with that, but it's still kind of tied to being a sports, an athlete kind of, or a rapper, even though you're not, it's kind of like it's very few people that have reached that level of stardom outside of the world of sports and entertainment. Yeah.
Black Sky Sports and Entertainment until we even.
So
he said it to us.
You gotta be able to crack the code. It's extremely difficult to crack a celebrity code. Not easy.
Yeah.
It's extremely, extremely difficult.
If you can crack the celebrity code and pair it with what industry, one that you're not looking to attack, what industry do you think would be a good one for the audience to go after?
Can you rephrase the question?
Yeah. So if you crack the celebrity code and pair it with one sector, what sector should they get into to have like a high probability of being like that celebrity CEO? And if you're African American or Latin American,
I think that every industry now you have an ability to become a celebrity. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to do Instagram, because I saw that social media gave you the opportunity to become a celebrity chef, a celebrity personal trainer, a celebrity lawyer, a celebrity financial advisor, a celebrity real estate broker. I think you can become a celebrity in any area, but it's extremely difficult because you have to crack a code. It's a matrix. You have to crack a code that has not really been cracked ever, where there's like, if you play basketball, there's a pathway for you to become a celebrity. Another thing, this is the part that nobody wants to talk about as far as the celebrity. Most celebrities have bosses. So it's difficult to become a celebrity if you own your own entity, because you're not getting pushed the same way. Like the NBA is pushing NBA players.
Yeah, it's a pipeline. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like record labels are pushing musicians. It's in their best interest. Mm-hmm. It's in their best interest to make sure that these people are stars. It's not in a person's best interest to make sure that an entrepreneur is a star, because they're not underneath their umbrella. Like, I'm not getting paid for this. So why is it going to benefit me to make you a star? This is when strategic alliances come into play. But this is getting to a point where I'm just giving away too much game, because now you treaded in very thin water. So let's just get away from this.
The answer is media. Great job, media. That's it.
Okay.
My graduates from my school being Forbes.
Backdrop.
Mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.